Okay, let's continue the next sugya. So the Gemara says like this: by the arrow on the Navzainum Aleph, Tani Rav Tachlifa ba Marove Kamed Rabavo. Shnai Madukim Vitalis, two people are holding on to the talis. The first Mishnah was talking about Shnaim Oichazin Vitalis. This is Shnaim Adukim Vitalis. Both of them are holding on to the talis. Zen Noitel Ad Mokim Shadim Agas. In other words, if they're both holding on to the talis, each one gets what their hand is holding on to. What's in their hands, they get. The rest, they have to divide equally. Upon which Rabavo pointed with his finger, he said, "Uvishvua." Yeah, the rest, you have to make a shvua. What's a shvua? But whatever's in your hands, right, that's what the Rambam learns. Whatever in your hand, you don't have to make a shvua on. That's yours. Whatever you're fighting over, that's the contested part, that you have to make a shvua. Look in the Rambam, in number one, by the way. How you shnai maduki metalis, zeh mekulashli, vizeh mekulashli, zeh noitel admokim shiodim agas, vizeh noitel admokim shiodim agas, vahashar cholkim b'shove achashenish boim. So the Tosis brings down, and we're not discussing that sugi today, but Tosis brings down that the Arshitas that learn that's a Rambam, that the Shvua is, if not Mukhach in the Rambam, but it would Pashas be Pshat in the Rambam, that what's yours under your hand, you keep no matter what. That's not even contestable, because it's in your hands. And the rest, which you're contesting, each one claims, well, I'm only holding on to part of it, but really the whole talus is mine. And the other one says, yeah, whatever is holding on to part of it, the whole talus is mine. So on the contested part, you have to make a shvur. But what's in your hand, clearly, where the Rambam learns, and even Tosfos says, even the way he learns, you have to make a shvur on everything, but clearly, what's in your, the shvur is only for a different reason, but clearly what's in your hand belongs to you. That's what this Gemara tries to say. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah that says that you divide everything in half, what do you mean? Here it clearly says that you get what's in your hand. The Mishnah that says that you divide the whole talis, what is that talking about? The Mishnah is talking about you're holding on to the edges. You're holding on to the fringes of the talis. So then, the whole talis is contestable. So the whole Shnayim Oichazin V'talis and they're both holding on to the fringes. Then we say, Yachloiku Shvua, the whole thing. Masha'inkein, if you're grabbing onto part of the talis, so whatever you're holding on to, Zen Noitel Ad Mokim Shodim Agas, and that seems to be the Rambam passing like that, Halach Lamaisa. Continues the Gemara. Atkan easy. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Meshashio, says Rav Meshashio, Shma Mino, we hear from this halacha that everybody takes Ad Mokim Shodim Agas, especially according to the Rambam, that you don't have to make a shvua on that, look in Rashi number Aleph, Miriktani Ad Mokim Shodim Agas Koniloi, that if it's yours, to whoever you're holding on to, so Shema Mino, we understand from here, Hai Sudra, this Sudar, Chalipin, look in Rashi, Sudra Shel Koine, She Koinin Boi Kinyon, right, you want to make a Chalipin, I want to buy something from you, so then I give you Sholat Ish Naloi, we just had it in Rus, you have to take off, man takes off his shoe, who takes off the shoe? The Koine, the Makne. Big question in the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel, I think. Koine Shemakne, Kalev Shekoine, it's Kalev Shekoine. But Rashi Paskins, Kalev Shekoine, which means the one that wants to buy it gives his shoe to the one who's going to sell it, and the one that sells it by acquiring the shoe, he releases Chalipin, it's a barter, picking up the shoe from the other guy, and then he gives over his items to the first person. So Rashi says, "Hai sudra shel koina, the handkerchief or the shoe which belongs to the koina, shekainin by kinyan, that you make a kinyan with it, and the makne, the one who is selling it, the seller by picking up the handkerchief, that's how it's a transfer of the goods. Kivon the tufis bay sholosh al sholosh, if he holds on to three etzbois, kivon the tufis bay makne." If the seller holds on to Sholosh al Sholosh, to three etzbois, three fingers worth of the baguette of the handkerchief, Kerinabe, we call it, Visholaf Ishnaloi, Venosan Reyeu, the command, the Posig Domi. So it's as if he gave him the shoe, or he gave him the handkerchief. In other words, even though he's only holding on to three etzbois of the handkerchief, nevertheless, it's like he's holding on to the whole thing, the command of pasuk dami. Then whatever, not just holding on to the whole thing, it's like it's cut off. Whatever is under his three etzbois, on the three fingers, it's like it's his guaranteed. So when I gave you the handkerchief, it's like the handkerchief now belongs to you, even though you're only holding on to three etzbois. And probably even though I am also holding on to the handkerchief still. But just like we find that whatever two people are holding on to it, whatever you're holding on to, it's yours, you don't have to make a shmur on it. So too, when I give you the handkerchief for the kinyan, and you're holding on to the handkerchief, and I'm holding on to the handkerchief, but whatever you're holding on to is yours. And if it's yours, command the pasuk dami. It's like I gave you a handkerchief, you took it without me holding on. And that's clearly, I gave you my handkerchief, and then you give over your goods. So too, if I give it to you, and I'm still holding on to it, but whatever's under your hands, it's like command the pasuk dami. It's like it's cut right then and there, and therefore, that's considered a kinyan chalipin. Look at Rashi. The command the pasuk dami, the kanya makna, and then the seller belongs to him, he acquires the handkerchief. V'amecha nitna boi lelokeach. And through that, the sale go through. V'dafka noket sholesh sholesh, dekli b'inetzi naloi, u'batm sholesh rolei ha-begedu, kidashkin gabatumum. Says sholesh ish naloi. So in order to chalipin, you have to be a beged, a keli. So three etzbois is the size of a beged. So therefore, we learn from over here, it's considered command the pasuk dami. It's like it's a full cut off beget, and therefore it belongs to you, and you can make a kinyan chalipin like that. You ever see at a wedding when you go by the chasan tish and the rabbi makes a kinyan with the chasan or with the shver, whatever the kinyan is, and he takes his pen and you hold on to the pen, right? They go like this. Where's my pen? Yeah, I don't have my pen over here. But you hold on, let's say, to the pen, and he holds on, the rabbi holds on, and he also holds on, and never let go. The rabbi makes a kinyan with them, never lets go. What do you mean? How's he cutting it? Shalosh etzbois. Command the pasuk dami. That the Gemara learns halacha lemaisa from this halacha of shnayim adukim vitalis. Simple, very clear. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Umayshna mid the Rav Chisda. How is it different than Rav Chisda? Dom Rav Chisda get biyado umeshicha biyadoi. If he gave her the get in her hand and he's holding on to the string. If he can grab, with holding on to the string, he can grab back the get. It's not a divorce. But if he cannot grab back the get, it is a divorce. So clearly we see that even though she's holding on to the get, with all her fingers, she's holding on to the get. He's just holding on to the string. And still we say, it's not considered v'nasan biyado. So why by chalipin? When you're holding on to the to the sudar, so nevertheless consider v'nosan l'reyeu sholav ish la'aloi v'nosan l'reyeu. So it's considered v'nosan, and by the get, it's not considered v'nosan. When he gives it a get, she's holding on to it; it's under in her hands, and nevertheless he's holding on to the string. It's not v'nosan. Look in Rashi. Get v'yadosh she'nosan l'lo. He gave it her v'nosan u'meshich she'kasher bo. The string that's attached to it v'yadosh in his hand. That's a kasha. So the Gemara says very simple. Hosam krisus binon veleka. Hacha nesina binon vaiko. That over here, by the sudar, all you need, shalavish naloi, venosam leveyeu. So as long, even though you're holding on to it, but if he has three fingers of it, command the pasuk dami, it's under his control, and therefore, it's like it's cut off, it's considered a giving over of a suder, it works. Mashein ken by get, there's another halacha, has to be krisis. So therefore you don't have krisis, as long as he's still holding on to it, it's not a complete separation, and therefore by get, it does not work. What, do you have a question on the Gemara? We just did the Gemara. Okay. Yeah, 100%. 100%. I'm going to go back to the Gemara, because the problem is problematic.
You know, why do you have to come on to the krisis? Even if the woman is kone, the get... Usually she's kone the get.
Correct.
She's only kone the part, if we compare it to Shnayim Adukin, you only kone the part that you're holding on to. So So is it incomplete? So
no, she's holding the whole get. He just has a string. He's holding on to the string. The Rashi says there's a string at the back of the get, and he says, "Oh, I'm still holding on to the string." Okay. So clearly, she's holding on to the whole get. That you're right. Menasim Biyada has to be fully given into her hands, but it is fully given to her hands. But he's holding on to the string. Joe, any questions? Very simple. The Rambam paskins this lahalacha. If you notice the Rambam, he says two things that he paskins lahalacha. Turn to the next page. The Rambam paskins number two. Hikna echot kli lemoichel, kidei sheyikna halokeach oisa memkal zocha leloke zocha ikna echot kli lemoichel. Oh, in other words, if somebody was makne the utensil, which is the sudur, to the seller, kidei sheyikna halokeach oisa memkal zocha lelokeach va'afu pi sheyikna lekli amnas lachziroi nikna beker v'zocha lelokeach shemtona zach zishma matana. Okay, in other words, he says
that's
even...
A third party?
What?
A third party?
It's mashma third party, which works also. Kinya Suda, it works also. Fine. That's even though it's, you're going to give you... I'm taking back my pen, but as long as it's in your hand, that's good enough. Continues Rambam. Afo pi shalei tofa samoichel. Kolakli, even though he did not hold on to the entire utensil, shekoneyu cholap mimkolai. Elo ochaz miktosoi. Then he took this utensil, which is in lieu, chalap, chalipin, of what he's selling. El ochaz miktsasai. The seller held only to part of it. V'ochaz ha-makne loy miktsasai. And the guy that's giving him the pen is holding on to part of it also. Kana ha-lekeach. It still works. V'hu she-yoychaz mimenu k'dei shir kli. As long as it's a shir of a keli, then it's considered commander posik mimenu. Right? Where did Rambam get this from? Our Gemara. As the Rambam, Oy yachazenu achizo shu yochel lintek es kolakli miyad hamakne loy. Says the Rambam that I'll tell you another way that it works also. It works that if I give him the handkerchief and he's not holding on to three etzboys on the handkerchief, not a keli worth, but he's holding on to a part that he can yank it away from me, so by him it's yochel lenatkai, he can yank it away from me, that's all, even though he's not holding on to three boys, it's not the shear of a keli, we don't say command the pasuk because it's not enough, but if he has it, that he is yochel lenatkai, that he can grab the whole thing, that also works. The first halach in the Rambam is straightforward on Gemara. As long as it's a shear keli, three boys, it's good enough. Where did Rambam get the second halacha from, that if the person does not have three etzboys in his hand, we don't say command the pasuk, it's not enough. He's only holding the fringe, the edge, one etzba, that's not enough. But the Rambam says, but if he holds it one etzba with such a way that he can grab it away, so that's also considered a kinya chalipin, that's good enough. Where does the Rambam get it from? Says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam got it from the end of the Gemara, the second Gemara by Get that says that if the husband gives it to the wife, right? He gives it to the wife, and the wife holds on to it. And the husband holds on to the string. He can grab it. It's still considered married, because it's not considered giving it, says the Magen Mishnah. So obviously, if you can hold on, grab it, that means it's yours. Says the Rambam, same thing over here. If you give somebody the sudur, and he can grab it, then it's considered yours, and therefore, that works as well. That's where the Rambam gets his second halacha from. Not what the Gemara says, but he got it from the second part of the Gemara. Look in the Magen Mishnah by the arrow. V'dasa mechaber, v'masher kosav, v'cheinim ochaz pochaz misholesh etzbois min abeget, v'yochel lenate kolakli, harei zekoyne, loyma, v'chivin v'get, k'yeitz v'ze einem ugreshes. Das lina bosabal sh'yochel lenatkoi, since by a get, it's not considered a get, because the husband can still grab it away. Huadim gabe kinyan, dazlinan basa taifis, shiachal anateik. So just like if the husband would be able to grab it away, it's not called a get because it's still married to him, he's still holding on to it. So too, if you give it to somebody that they can grab it, then it is considered a kinyan and it works for chalipin. Wait! Comes along the Rajma, and what does the Rajma ask?
No, it isn't full mice in the scene, it's just lack of creases.
Says Rashi, just the opposite. Yeah. The Gemara says that really the kinsinatina, it's just halacha, that's lacking creases, which means, for Hilchos Gittin it doesn't work. But for everywhere else, where do we see that it doesn't work? Where the Rashba says, we don't hold on to 3 on 3. Because of Ramu Kalin Shiochel Lenatko V'yetz Shabadomi, Nirash Dikos Midraf Chizom, again, Bishik Yodin Yochel Lenatko V'yetz Loim Gretches, says the Rashba V'lesa. It's not the same. The Hossam Hossik, not time Mishum Dibinun Kisis. Avachan Nisinus Klibinun, V'haleka. What do you mean? There, really, it's not considered in the Sina. At all. Just over here, it's enough to tell me that's not called Krisis. But to tell me it's considered a Nisina, because you're Yochel Lenatko, doesn't say that in the Gemara. No. It's Megapsa Nigger. Where does the Rambam get it from? What's that?
No, it isn't a scene. It doesn't belong to the husband at all.
Huh?
Does it? When the husband's holding onto the string, and the wife...
Okay, even better.
It does not belong to the
husband.
See,
even better. See, even better. So what's that in the Rambam? So Rambam is a Pella. It doesn't make sense. The Rashba says, we don't see in the Gemara that Gemara just says that even if it's in the scene to the wife, there's a new halacha krisis, she's still not divorced. Doesn't tell me if I'm holding on to it, if I can grab it back, that's considered a Nesina. If I give it to him, then he can grab it from me, that's a Nesina. We don't see that anywhere. Where did the Rambam get it from? Tzarchin on the Rambam doesn't answer it. Shver, the Rambam, what's the chat? Question number one. Yossi, you following? Right? Good. You're not responding. Okay, good.
I'm not, nothing to add on.
Okay, very poshut. Okay. So I'll tell you. So first of all, what's the machlek is Rambam and the Rashba, point number one. Second point is you see like this. The Gemara, I wasn't sure, I was going to first go with the Kivega, but okay, let's go first back to the Gemara. If you look in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Minsker or Rabbi Yehuda Kapilov, Hashem Yinkum Damoy, asked the following question, which really was asked already by the Bach. If you go into Gemara's question, he says, the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. L'chara. Why? Because, let's start Reb Meshashia. Right? There's two parts Gemara says. Shnayim Duk Metalis, we got that. Reb Meshashia says, from here we see, Shma Mino, Hai Sudra Kivin Etalis Be'Sholosh Sholosh, Karin Be'Nei Nos Nerei Rechamam De Paskidomi. What does that mean? That if you give somebody a Sudr, and he holds on to three etzbois, Kamam De Paskidomi, it's like it's his. That part is cut off. It's like it's his. Correct? That part is like it's his. So Gemara says, well, that's shver. Why is that shver? The Gemara says, because by a get, I give it a get in the hand, and if the husband can grab it back, right, then it's no good. So ask the Bach, so what do you mean? So why is that a kasha? Meaning, who says in the first case, when I give him the suder and he's holding on to three etzbois, who says that's talking about a case where the husband can, where the first guy can grab it back? Doesn't say that. He's holding on to it, but don't say the first guy can grab it back. So why is that a kasha? The first halacha says, there's two halachas. One halacha says, if I give somebody a suder and he has three etzbois, command the pasket on me, it's like it's his, it's a king of suder. And by get, there's another halacha, even in the Habamina, that if you can grab it back, it doesn't work. Where does it say in the first halacha that even if you can grab it back, it still can say the Kenyan? Doesn't say that anywhere.
Well, that's the other person's holding.
Why? Doesn't mean maybe I'm stronger.
If I'm holding it by a thread, if I'm holding onto the whole thing, I'm holding onto the whole thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I'm stronger. It doesn't mean it's Yochel Lenatko. It's not Muchach,
that
Yochel Lenatko.
I
know, so then, so what's the Gemara's question?
Saying it doesn't matter.
What's the Gemara's question?
If they can grab it back.
Why not? Isn't that what the Gemara's question is? The Gemara says, I have a kasha from get. That you know, we see give it to the woman in the hand, but if he can grab it back, it's no good. So it's a kasha. Why is that a kasha? The first Gemara said that if you give it to somebody and you cannot grab it back, it belongs to the other person.
Where does it say you can't grab it back?
Where does it say that's talking about specifically a case where you could grab it back?
Okay.
So it's not really a kasha. The Gemara says, Moshe, the Gemara says, Umayish no med rab chizda. So the Bach says, then you know what? The first case must be talking about, then you can grab it back as well. That's what the Bach learns. Otherwise, what's the Gemara's question? Right? But if you learn simply the Gemara, it's not muchach that the Gemara's talking about, that you can grab it back in the first case, and then you have a kasha from Gittin. So, that's all I'm pointing out. Why am I pointing this out first? Because there's another Gemara in Ksuvis, and Kivega learned the same way, and there's a Tzarchim Gadol from Kivega. Let's go to the Gemara. Just to give you this introduction. Go back to the Gemara in Ksuvis. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says that So the way the Bach learns, the first Gemara tells us, even the first Gemara tells us, really, that if you give it to somebody and they have three etzbois in it, and you can grab it back, the Gemara wants to say that it still belongs to the person you gave it to, even though you can grab it back. The Gemara says, what do you mean, by gittin we see not like that? So the Gemara says, no, gittin is different because of krisus. That's the way the Bach learns our Gemara. That's what this Gemara is telling. Even though the Gemara doesn't really say it, but the Bach learns our Gemara. Comes on the Kivegu with the following question. The Gemara talks in Ksuvis, Taflamna Beis. Everybody knows the Gemara in Ksuvis. We actually never did Eilu Naris. Maybe we should do it next year. Right? It's a very Gishmak Sugya. We should do that. The Gemara says in Ksuvis like this. The Gemara talks about Kamle Bidrabi Minei. Right? That means that if you do an action which is Chayev Mammon and Chayev Misa, so the Gemara says that you can be Chayev both. You can't get two punishments. You can't get Misa and Mammon. So the Gemara wants to know, in which case are we talking about that you have both? The Gemara wants to say, Goynev Chelbe Shechaveiroi V'achloi Shehu Chayev. So the Gemara wants to talk about, the Gemara is talking about in certain, I don't remember the Gemara offhand, maybe you remember the Gemara, that the Gemara says that if you eat Yechayev Kares, the Gemara is talking about Kares, I think, if this, yeah, Nechunye Ben Akana, if this Kares with Mammon, the Gemara says, what's the case of Kana? Kares, the Gemara says, if you eat Chelev, that you stole from a friend. So you eat chalev that you stole from Yechayev Kares. But on the other hand, you potter for Mammon because you Yechayev Kares. So Gemara says, no, it has to be at the same time. And Goynev Chelboi Shal Chaveira V'Ochloi, if you steal the chalev of your friend and you ate it, Shu Chayev, you Chayev to pay. Why? Shekvan is Chayev Bignava, Kedem Shiyava Eli the Issa Chalev. Because you stole it first, and the Issa Chalev you only have when you eat it. Therefore, it's not come live with Ramine. So you have both, you have to pay the money as well.
Pick it up, you just...
Oh, so the Gemara says, Alma de Midna de Agbe Kanye, Mishchayim Nashlam de Ochel Lochelei, Achanam de Midna de Agbe Kanye, Mishchayim Nashlam de Ochelei. Meaning, as soon as you picked it up, you have Mammon, and you're not have Kares until you swallow it. So the Gemara says, Ochel Maizkino, we're talking about a case, Goyin Shetochav Lechaveiroi Lesoich Piv. That his friend put it inside his mouth. So he's not coin it until he swallows it. So that's Kim Levit Ramine. So the Gemara said, no, it's not true. Saif, kiven de lase, since he chewed it, Kanye, he was kinder, mischai benafshe, loy have adabola. And he's not chayim misa until he swallows it. So chewing it is ready beforehand, and misa is not until he swallows it. It's not coming ramine. She wants to know, going to talk of loy besef beis ablia. He puts it right inside his, throat. So he's only kinder it. So sticks inside his throat, you're the only kind of it at the last time, and that's come live with Ramine, and therefore you potter. So you must say, Marshach, Echdam, Idam Atzila Dure, if he can still regurgitate it, still throw it up, Nihadar. So then he's kind of it beforehand, right? Before he swallows it. Re'ilayim Atzila Dure, and if he cannot return it, Amai Chayev, he's an Inus. It's not Chayev altogether. You must say, Echdam Atzila Dure, he can spit it back up, the guy doesn't want it, and therefore the Kenyan is. Talking the Kenyan is beforehand, and therefore the Kenyan is at the same time, and therefore this Kamle Bidrabine. Fine. That's on the side point. So the Gemara says a funny scenario whereby you put it into the throat, and that's when he's kind it at the time when he swallows it, and that's Kamle Bidrabine. That's what the Gemara says, not relevant to us. So Taisa says that, by the way, he must be talking about that you put it against his will. Because Kisotechav Le Mitzainai. Because as soon as you put it willingly, miyat kishemaisin bepiv lehadra, kan miyat leschayv einsin, vein boin kechad mistom nicha bepiv achkach tovelay beetzboy bechush. In other words, as soon as you put it inside his mouth, he's kainet already. So Taisa wants to entertain, no, but maybe the piece of chalif is at the edge of a stick, and he doesn't enter his mouth, it doesn't touch his mouth, it goes inside his mouth from the stick that the guy's holding. And that only hits his blia only at the end. So Tais says, "V'im tinsleima shu b'roi shakush mitchilas avadgmar beis blia." Even if you want to tell me that the piece of chalev is not put in his mouth and then it pushes down, but rather it's on a stick from the beginning of the entrance of his mouth, pushed by the other guy until it hits his throat, mikamakan. Says Taisus, as soon as it enters his mouth, his cavity of his mouth, he's ready koinet. It's in his mouth, he's ready koinet. One second. Says Taisus, wait a second. Why is he koinet? Says Taisus, the guy who pushes in with the stick, he can grab it back at any minute. So yochel lenatkoi lavi etzloi, that prevents the other person from being koina. That's what Taisus says. Taisus says, why do you say if it's inside the mouth? You coin it as soon as it gets inside the mouth, inside the cavity of the mouth. What do you mean? It's yochel lenatkoi ulavi etzloi. You can take it back. You can pull it back. And if you can pull it back, that prevents you from being koina. Says Taisus, no. The dafke l'inyan haget amrinon heichad deyochel enatkoi deloy have a get mishum divinon krisus. Tay says, where do I say that yochel enatkoi prevents? Only by a get we found that, where the string holds back the krisus. But if it's not heichad getin, then yochel enatkoi does not prevent the other person from being kainan. Correct? Tay says, how do I know that? Taisus says, how do I find? The first parak in Bava Metzia, which daf, says Taisus, daf tes. A new Gemara. Found a new Gemara. Visham, what do we find over there? The Gemara said like this. Talis chetzel gabi kaka, v'chetzel gabi amut. The Gemara said like this. If you have a talis, that's a Metzia, you found a talis. Half of it is on the ground. Half of it is on top of a pillar, right, on top of an amud. So the Gemara says, v'higbiya chetzel shal gabi kaka, and you went, and you picked up the half that's on top of the ground, and then another guy comes and picks up the half that's on top of the amud, the leikoni mitam shiyochel natko ulehevo lavi etzloi. So Taisa, the Gemara says over there, that even though the guy on the bottom, he's yochel natko, it's very easy for him just to pull it, because it's ready on top on the pillar. So all you need to do is pull, and the gravity will pull it down. So as soon as you picked up the one on the bottom, you should be koina the whole thing. Why? Because yochel lenatka, you can grab it, ulavi etzloi. So why does the Gemara say over there, if somebody else takes the one on top, he cannot be yochel lenatka, because you have to pick it up much harder. You're on top of the, you know, upper part. So why do we say they both get half of it? After all, the guy at the bottom who took it first, even though he didn't pick it up from the amud, but it's yochel and natko levi etzloi, that should be a maisa kinyan, Taisa says. The loy v'kadim mitam shochel natko levi etzloi, v'chivin shein v'zoich mitam zeh, hu adin eina magres, chiyas achish, hu munach v'zoch yodah, v'zoch viv mitam zeh. So we see, just like Taisa says, by mitziya, the fact that I'm yochel and natko, I can grab it, and pull it off the pillar, very easily, gravity will help me along. Nevertheless, it does not give me a kinyan, says Taisus. So too, if I put it inside a guy's mouth, and the guy's koinah because it's in his mouth, but the fact that I can take it away from his mouth does not prevent me from him being koinah. And Taisus says, clearly we see that the guy who has the holding onto the fork is not yochel enatkoi, that does not give him anything. That's Taisus Raya from the Gemara Daf Tes. Comes along Rebbe Kiva and says, why is Taisus jumping? Do Daf Tes? Why does Taisa bring a raya from Daf Zayin, from Argamar? Argamar says specifically that only by a get do we say, because of krisus, yochel enatko ulavi etzloi prevents the woman from having it. But the way, especially the way the Bach learns, the Kiveg learns the same way, that Argamar, where you're holding onto it and you can still grab it away from the person, but the fact that you gave it to her in her hand, in his hand, for the Sudar, three etz boys, even though you're yochel enatko, still the Gemara brought a raya. That's the most kasher from Gittin, according to the Bach, brought a raya that yochel natka doesn't help. Just by Gittin it helps. Not over here. So why, ask from Kiveger, number 5, Tamuali, Halehed Yisa came to Babatia, that's Zion of Nalef, Vitzach Li in Godel. Doesn't answer. Bam kasher, Kiveger. Seth, come on, what's the answer?
Because all cases were yochel natka.
What's the answer, Joe? What's the answer? Good question. By the way, especially the way the Bach learns it,
right,
and the Kivega, because they learned that the Gemara's case was telling me where I give the person the Sudar, and I'm Yochel Anatka, and still we say it's a Kinyan for them, and upon which the Gemara asks, what do you mean by get, if you could work? So the Gemara says, get is because of Krisus. So we clearly see that definition, that Yochel Anatka does not help everywhere else, and it does help by get. So why does it have to bring a Raya from Daftes? It's a Gemara Mufureshet, Daf Zayin, earlier, better Raya, Tzachin Gadol. Seth, what's your answer?
That in the cases where Yochel Nag is not a problem, is when I want you to be Kone the object. So the fact that I can still pull it away, but still, my das is that, the Kinyan Suda, right? I want the mocher to be
And so by the tachah the sech b'lech b'li also.
But right, and even by the get, maybe. I want to be the husband wants to divorce the wife. But in the case of
over there, I don't want. I want it for myself.
I don't want
it. I got it. Okay. That's a nice answer. Maybe some. I know others give tourism as well. Perhaps I don't. It sounds good. Maybe it's a good answer. But okay, I hear that. You hear what he's saying? Yochanan asks only if I want to. In the case of all the other cases. It's not like that. By get, whatever. But get not really the right. The right is our case. I want you to be koina. So even Yochanan Natko, I want you to be koina. Great. Nice terrors. Good terrors. Okay. Comes along the Vienna Kapalov, and it's our Teyu Pshat, why Tosfos can bring a right in that. He goes back to the Gemara, and he said like this. Look how in London looks at the Gemara. Turn to the first page again. So he starts at the Gemara, and the Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara says the first halacha, that if you give something to your friend, right, you give something to your friend as a kinyan suder, right, and that person's holding on to three etz boys, so we say, command the pasuk dummy. It's like under his jurisdiction, and it's a kinyan. So Gemara asks the kasha, wait a second, if I give a woman a get, yochel anatko, so it doesn't help. Ask the Yonis Ilein, he says, what do you mean? Who Agmar doesn't talk about Yochel Natka? Why is that a kasha? Agmar doesn't have anything to do with Yochel Natka. Why is that a kasha? So we said, Agmar must also be Yochel Natka. But Agmar doesn't say it. So the way he learns the Gemara is the Gemara says, I gave it to you, command the pasket on me. It's yours. Right? So when Gemara asks a kasha, what do you mean by a get you see it doesn't work? What Yochel Natka? What does that have to do with Agmar? What's a kasha? Understand what I'm asking? You following or not? Right? Comes to the NSE lane, it says over here, it must be that the Gemara learned like this. The what's pshat, commander paske domi. The svar of commander paske domi means, not that it's in your jurisdiction. Commander paske domi means, when I give you something, and you're holding on to three tvachim, three etzbois of it, commander paske domi. That means, it's cut up, and I look at it, that whatever is under your thing, is cut up. Commander Paske, cut up from the rest of the Chafetz. So if you hold Commander Paske Domi, it shouldn't make a difference that Yochel Anatka. That's the way in London looks at it.
Yochel Anatka is only your part you're going to take.
Yochel Anatka, but it's cut up already, so who cares? Once you say Commander Paske Domi, it's a steerer to Yochel Anatka. Yochel Anatka should not make a difference. So our Gemara is not talking about that you're holding on to it, and Yochel Anatka and the Gemara Kasha, no! All the Gemara says is that I give it to you, holding, and I'm still holding on to it, doesn't make a difference. Commander Paskidami means three S boys. That's yours. It's cut up in half. And you took the whole Sudar, you make the big baguette into a small baguette, and you picked up a baguette by yourself. So that's the case, Gemara Sikasha. So why, if you give a get to a woman and you're holding on to the string, Commander Paskidami, it's hers. Who cares at Yochel Anatka? At the end of the day, it's cut up, the get belongs to her, it's under her hand, and therefore, it shouldn't make a difference that I'm sure able to be Menatek it. And from the fact that Gemara says that I can rub it off, it must be, we don't say, command the pasket on me. That's what the Gemara proves. In other words, the Gemara proves, from the Gemara's Kasha, that command the pasket must be cut up, upon which Gemara says Kasha, that if it's cut up, so why is Yochel Anatka make a difference? That's the way he learned the Gemara. London. Makes a lot of sense. He says, if that's the pshat, so all we see from our Gemara, is that when you are holding on to something, command the paske, then Yochel Anatka is not going to play a role. Correct? When you're holding on to something, when it's command the paske, then the fact that I can grab it should not make a difference. That's the Gemara's kasha from get, and Gemara says get is different. Correct? But the only time we find that Yochel Anatka does not help is only command the paske. When you're holding on to something, then, by definition, that means the fact that I can grab it should not make a difference, and that was Igmar's kasha. Says the Yenis Elaine, Taisus, when he's talking about our case, what is our case of Taisus? Our case of Taisus is not that, there's two types of kinyanim, famous of Chaim. There's kinyan yad and there's yodai mamash. For example, kinyan yad, says Reb Chaim, that's the kinyan of yad, which means that as long as it's in the confines of my hand, hagbah, right? So I pick up the item. So the whole item, I picked up. Meshicha, I took the item. The whole item is nimshach. Yad, whenever the Torah says it has to be nasim biyada, so it's not just that it has to be a kinyan yad, but it has to be put inside the hand. For example, by a get, some say that get can't stick out of the hand. It has to be betoich yadoi mamish. There's a difference between the kinyan of yad and the yad itself. Says the Enes Ilein, if that's the case, when the Gemara talks about the kinyan that he has that's in his mouth, is it piv mamish, kamam de paske, or is it kinyan piv? It's not better than kinyan piv. It's not holding on to anything. So you want to show that even in such a case, yochel and nafka doesn't help. That you can bring a raya from kamam de paske. Kamam de paske is not just that if somebody has a kinyan, then I cannot take it away from him. Kamam de paske means if it's in their hands, then I can, like it's cut off, then yochel and nafka is not going to make a difference. That we only see by kaman de paske that yochel and nafka doesn't help. But we don't see if somebody has a kinyan that me yochel and nafka is going to prevent that other person's kinyan from taking place. We don't see that from Tosfos. Our Gemara is talking about kaman de paske. Then yochel and nafka doesn't work. Because kaman de paske means it's cut up. It's cut up. It's a separate chefetz. The fact that I can grab it is meaningless. That doesn't help us in our case. Because in our case, we want to say that not if it's in the person holding on to it, but if the person has a kinyan, then we say that the fact that I can grab it cannot take away from that person's kinyan. That we don't see from Tosfos. We only see that from Daftes. In Daftes, we see that the person wants to make a kinyan, so Yachal Natka is not enough to give me a full kinyan. That's why Tosfos had to jump to Daftes. He couldn't do it from Dazayin. You understand? That is very Yishmak Sefer. You understand this more? Well, not really. Let's read it inside. Made more clear. Number 6. Let's read the whole thing here, actually. That's good. Vinei Issa Shom B'Sugya. He left no children or nothing. Vinei Issa Shom B'Sugya. We saw over there in the Sugya. Omer Rav Mashasha, Hai Sudu Kivim Tavas Be Gimel Gimel. Kirinim Eiv Nosan Reidu Kamanda Pasik Domi. V'koni. U'mai Shlom Mid Rav Chiz Domar Rav Chiz Get Biyad Mashiach Biyadah. Im Yochel Anakka Levi Etzlein Mugreshes. Hasem Chiz Bino V'Holek Hoch Nesini Bino V'Ika. Vinei Adivri Gemar Tzachiyan. Very difficult the Gemar. V'Ike Chidush Shara Mashashi Hu. V'Chidush Shara Mashashi. V'Chivin Tavas Gimel Gimel. Then when you grab it 3x3 as boys, Choshev commander pasik, it's like it's separated. It's not holding on to the other guy. It has nothing to do with the fact that the first guy can grab it. Says the Yanis Yilin, no, that's not pshat. His plan is, if it's commander paske, then it shouldn't bother me that yachal and not going. So then he says, number 7. Ulufi mashin is bayar osi shapir. The fact that Meshasha says that even though you can grab it away, that's not going to make a difference. Command the posik tells me that it's a separate item and there's no problem of yochel and natkoi. The fact that you can grab it is irrelevant because for me it's command the posik. Aval hecha de leka din the command the posik. Where you don't have the halacha of commander pasik, means if you're not holding on to it, and we say cut off the item, leke raya mahachsugya, then there's no raya from our Gemara, the yochel anafkoi ein megareha. The fact that you can grab it is not going to be a problem.
But why can't we say that the same way in the stream
of Krisis being there, but it is a Krisis? We're not talking about Krisis. We're talking about the first raya, Meshashia.
Meshash is right, but ultimately we think that is different, because you need to...
Forget about the Gemara's teretz. What comes out of a Meshashia? This comes out of a Meshashia. Gemara says, get this different. What comes out of Meshashia, the fact...
It's cut off,
and therefore...
Therefore, it doesn't make a difference.
If Yochel and Nachkoi. That all that comes out.
Yeah, but the whole problem I get was the opposite. But
forget about get. One second. He says very simple. If that's all that comes out from our Gemara... Wait. So all we see from our Gemara is that if it's Commander Pasik, then Yochel and Nachkoi should make a difference.
Right.
But somewhere where it's not Commander Pasik, it doesn't teach me that yochel and nafik doesn't make a difference.
Right.
That's all he says. Let's read inside. V'nei atosis meire kishu b'roi shakush, Tosh talking about that's on top of the fork. The kone rak medin avir peh, uvedin kinyin avir yad. Chaim says, birak rach, the kone rak medin kinyin yad, ava yad mamish lehave, which means avir yad. It's only the kinyin of yad, it's not the actual hand. V'nira loyma, the lahach din, the kemas, man the posik, binin yad mamish. In order to make it man the posik, it has to be in your hand. Ava bedin avir, the kone rak medin yad, lekebezid din, the commander posik lal. V'rak hecha, the top is biyadim mamish, havi yad mamish, b'zem rinin, commander posik. Ulahachim machiach ha-toysel, mitalis, chesagab omud. Da'av hecha, the lekedin, the commander posik, lekedin, yachal anachkoi. Why the toys have to jump to daftes? Because you want to show that even in a case where there's no commander posik, still there's no yachal anachkoi. Because our case where you put on top of the fork, there is no commander posik. And still we want to say that yachal anachkoi is not going to make a difference. Where do we know that from? Not from the creates commander posik. There it's poshut that it doesn't work. So the way the Yainis Elaine learns the sugya is that the sugmar is telling us that commander posik tells me I don't care if yachal anachkoi. Ah. It's only because it's commander posik, therefore there's no raya to somewhere where there's no commander posik, Taisvis and Daf Ksuvis and Daf Lamet, to tell me that Yochel and Natkoi is not going to work, and therefore Tais has to jump to Daf Tes. Pashut Mod, what's not understood?
I understand that. Now I'm just saying, I'm just trying to understand why.
The next part of the Gemara. Let's go to the next part of the Gemara. Seth, so far clear?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, right? Oh. So, by the way, you understand the routine? I mean, I should really go into this Kinyan Yad and Avi Yad, but you understand? Meaning, if it's in your hand, it's Commander Pasik. If it's just a Kinyan, that doesn't make it Commander Pasik. It gives, by the way, I can understand also. It gives me a halacha that it's mine. It's in my mouth, it's a Kinyan that it's mine. But it's not that it's cut off, it's not Commander Pasik. That's only if it's in your hand. Then we say, Admakim Shiyadim Magas. If something is a Kinyan, through Kinyan it's mine. Doesn't mean, as soon as you put it in my fork, it's cut off, it's mine already, it's not yours. No. It's a Kenyan, not Commander Pasik. And therefore, to prove that in such a case, Yochel Anaka doesn't help either, that we don't see from the case of Commander Pasik, which tells me that it's cut off, it's mine completely. I clearly hear that Svar, very good, makes a lot of sense. Let's go now to the next step of the Gemara. So let's go to now what happens now. So now the Gemara says a new thing. So the Gemara says, okay, so you tell me Commander Pasik means that it's yours. It's cut off. And it shouldn't make a difference. The fact that it's Yochel Anatkoi, what do you mean? We see by a get when you give the woman a get in her hands. It's Commander Pasik. And still Yochel Anatkoi can prevent her from being Megavisher. Correct? The Gemara answers on that, no. Krisus is different. What's pshat in the Gemara's teretz that Krisus is different? What's pshat? So the truth is, there are two ways of learning. Krisus is different. What are two ways of learning? How is Krisus different? One pshat is that yes, Commander Pasik, I gave it to the woman, it's hers. But I'm not divorced yet, because Krisus is a new halacha, which means there's a new halacha, you have to be completely separated. So in Hilchos Nesina, I gave it to her, but it's a new halacha of Hilchos Krisus, which means you're not divorced. And you can still holding on to something, you're not divorced. That's a pshat. Or pshat is that Hilchos Krisus tells me that there's no commander pasik. You hear the lumbus?
Yeah,
that's what you want to say. Yeah. There's no commander pasik. Hilchos Krisus tells me that since Krisus Bina, there is no commander pasik over here, and therefore it's not in the Sina. These are the two ways that you can learn. If you look in Taisvis, Taisus clearly learns the second way. What does Taisus say? Turn to Taisus Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Im Yochel Anatkoi. So Taisus, the Gemara says, right, that if you give it to her, Taisus says, you give it to her, the Gemara says, and you can still grab it away. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. Why? Kisus Bina Veleka. So Taisus says, Nira, it says Taisus, Dim Hoise Yoda Psucho, B'shoa She'nosan Get Li Yoda. If your hand was open, when he put the get in her hand, v'nisharo hamashicha biyadoi, and he still held on to the string, v'kafsa yada b'chayzik, shemoyshech hamashicha, lo yuchol avi etzloi, and then she closes her hand, and now he cannot pull it away anymore, it's no more yochel anatik, because she closed the hand. Does it work or not, Seth? What do you think? Says Tosfos, it does not work. Why? Because it's tligitech malgabe kaka. Because when he gave it to her the first time, he never gave it to her. Because he was still holding on to it. Right? Never gave it to her. So he never gave it to her. So it wasn't an Nesina. But now when she closes her hand, now it's an Nesina. But that's Ligitach Magabakaka. She grabbed it from him, he didn't give it into her hand. There's a psul by Gittin that you have to give it to her, she can grab it. Matter of fact, by every get, the husband gives the get to the hands of the wife. The wife goes like this, no good. She has to keep her hands flat. But Nasan the Yada, she cannot take it from him. That's Ligitach Magabakaka, it doesn't work. He has to give it in the Nasan the Yada, not, she cannot take it from him. Says Thaisus, if he puts it in her hand, and then he can still grab it away, and then she closes her hand, and now he cannot grab it away, it doesn't work. But according to the Rashba Svara, if you learn the other Svara, then what do you mean? The Nesina, there was never a problem with the Nesina, the problem was only Krisus. So once now you took care of the Krisus problem, because he cannot grab it away anymore, it should work. The fact that Thaisus does not work, clearly Thaisus learns that it's not just a problem in Krisus. It's not an Nesina. The Nesilim says it. By Krisus being on Veleka tells me that there is no command of Pasuk in this case. That's the way the Gemara wants to say that. See, he says like this. See, if that's a pshat, then the Rambam makes a lot of sense. Why? If you learn like the Rashba, which means that really there is command of Pasuk over here. There is command of Pasuk. Just as the new halacha that... There's a new halacha that Krisus being of a leka. Yochel Anatka tells me, even though you gave it to her, Yochel Anatka, there's no Krisus. Says the Rashba, so why do we see from over there that Yochel Anatka shows that I can make a Kenyan? There's a halacha in Krisus, there's Yochel Anatka, it's not a get. That has nothing to do with the Maisa Kenyan. He asks on a Rambam, it doesn't make sense. But if you learn like Tracer learns, and like the Rambam learns, and like the Yonis Elim says, when the Gemara says Krisus being a means, there is no command of Poske, that means that really there is command of Poske. Just Krisus tells me, Yochel Anatka tells me, that because of Krisus, the Yochel Anatka is stronger than the command of Poske. Right? That's what Krisus tells me, that Yochel Anatka is stronger than the command of Poske, even though it's hers, but Krisus tells me that Yochel Anatka makes it that it's not command of Poske. It's not command of Poske. So we see that that's the koyach of Yochel Anatka. If Yochel Anatka can get rid of something that's in her hand because of Krisus, then Yochel Anatka is clearly as strong as Commander Paske. So if I give you something and you're Yochel Anatka, so then clearly it's as strong as Commander Paske, and therefore you can be koined as long as you're Yochel Anatka, and that's where Rambam got his halacha from. Understand this, Svara? In other words, if Yochel Anatka tells me it's halach in Krisus, Gerushin, then it has nothing to do with Commander Paske. But if you tell me no, that really Yochel Anatka, really Commander Paske means it's hers. Does Yochel Anatka tells me that the fact that it's Krisus means that even though it's Commander Paske, it uproots her Commander Paske, that Krisus tells me it's not in the Sina, that means that Yochel Anatka is so strong that it can uproot something that belongs to her. Says Rambam, if Yochel Anatka is so strong that it can uproot something, take it away from her, so for sure it's strong enough that I give you something that you can take, Yochel Anatka, it's clearly a mice and a sina, therefore the Rambam says, if I give you a suda that you can grab, Yochel Anatka, that's enough as a mice and a sina, and therefore the Rambam says that suda would work also, and we see this from our Gemara. Beautiful shot, by the way. He says it not so clear, but Sefer Zichru Kechel explains like it's number 9. V'nira, sh'araz belomat shachisorim beget, einar chisorim b'nesina. El chisorim b'tnait tadi, debin increases v'leka. V'lokein, ein raya, shekivin shochel abala natuk l'avietzloi. The fact that a husband can take it just tells me that it's not a gerushin yet. Hilchas nesina, you gave it to her. Just the husband is not divorced yet. Halach increases. That doesn't show the power of Yochel Anatka. Aval Rambam efshe shlomat ketosis. She'ein chesorin tzadi debin increases. V'kavonas agmora she'chaser b'nesinase liyada. The fact that he can grab it away means it's not commander paske. V'avikilu adayin biyada kimchok gavei. V'lachein yishrael Rambam. She'echos Yochel Anatka levikli etzloi have kvav k'nesina liyada v'koino. The way he says in number 8, looking over there, v'hon m'shani gemora hasem krisis binen. Ain't there mishum tam there migarei gabe gerushin hod yochel anatkoi? It doesn't mean that even though we say command the pasuk means it belongs to her, nevertheless there's a new halach in Gershin. Elo mishun be'inum gabe Gershin, nesine shel krisis, leka gabe get hadin, the command the pasuk klal. He says in such a lumdish, yeshivish way, he can't understand what he's saying, but that's what he means to say. In other words, he means to say is that Yochel Anatka tells me, the fact that he can grab it by Gerushin tells me that there is no commander paske over here. Even though she has it, it can uproot the commander paske. The fact that he can grab it away, then for Hilchus Gerushin, he took it away from her, there's no commander paske. If that's the Svara, then I can hear very well that if Yochel Anatka is stronger than commander paske, uproots the commander paske, tells me then Gerushin that it's stronger than commander paske, so clearly it has that power that if I give something to somebody only with the fact that he can grab it away, that's all I gave him, it's enough to make it a mice in the sina, and it's like commander paske, and therefore the Rambam says, if you give somebody a sudur, even though he holds on to a tiny drop, but it's yachal anakka, that's enough to make a mice in kinyan, and that's drop in the Rambam. So we see how we reanalyzed the Gemara, came to new pshat, and based on that, we understand pshat in the Rambam. Okay.